from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Chloe here, July 29th. Health and longevity in 10. Let's begin with what changed my mind this week. Let's get into it. First, from Milky Time. Cute things. The tabs that have stayed open on my browser this week. I am coveting this changing table dresser combo so hard right now, in this dark, rich wood tone in particular. Does anyone else feel the revolt again? White oak and whitewash finishes in general coming in hot. I have no business buying a new changing table at this very moment, though what we currently have, a vintage dresser that we painted, has never quite been right. The height is too low, plus we cannot strap our changing pad down. I am generally obsessed with the entire Palmer series and this walnut finish in particular. Next. Second, from Cavella. Vic Michaelis, says Hallmark Hanukkah, movie was the most fun thing they've ever done. So, Vic Michaelis, the star of the 2023 Hallmark Hanukkah movie, Round and Round, recently talked about making the film on a podcast. They said it was the most fun thing they've ever done, which is pretty great, considering it's a rom-com about a woman stuck in a time loop on the seventh night of Hanukkah. Vic mentioned how the film's editing process was super relaxed, with the crew just saying, "We got it," after two takes, even if Vic hadn't finished all their lines. The movie's been well received, with fans praising its charm and even suggesting a sequel. Up next. Third, from Cavella. A romantic comedy about Jewish dating is coming. A romantic comedy about Jewish dating, Mazel Tov, is in the works. The film follows Michael, a Jewish man played by Alex Rich, as he navigates his quarter-life crisis and holiday gatherings in search of the perfect Jewish partner. The cast includes Michael Vlamis, Colin Ford, Sophia Masson, Adam Shapiro, and Jonathan Lipnicki, who's also an executive producer. Lipnicki and his colleague Adam Harris Engelhard expressed excitement about championing a Jewish film, citing Mazel Tov as the right opportunity. Director Evan Skolnick, a newcomer to feature films, has a background in editing Jewish projects, including a short film about a man fulfilling his late brother's shiva requests. And then, fourth, from Family Defense Network. 8 things I'm no longer apologizing for as a mom. I've been reading this article by a mom who's decided to stop apologizing for certain parenting choices. She's saying that as a mom, she doesn't need to justify every decision to the culture or others. She's learned that motherhood isn't about being popular, but about raising strong, healthy kids who know what's right and wrong. She's not apologizing for saying no to vaccines she's not comfortable with and for making medical decisions that are best for her kids. She believes that moms should be allowed to research and make choices without being bullied or shamed. She's also not apologizing for having rules in her home and for limiting screens and technology. She thinks that kids thrive with boundaries, not chaos, and that rules are about protection, peace, and formation. The author is choosing family over busyness and prioritizing time with her kids over a full calendar. She's teaching her kids biblical truth, even if it's unpopular, and saying no to sleepovers, certain movies, or unhealthy influences. She's also expecting her kids to contribute to the family and letting them experience consequences instead of rescuing them every time. She believes that short-term discomfort can produce long-term wisdom and that consequences teach kids responsibility, humility, and maturity. Next, fifth, from The Workspace for Children. I woke up cranky and made a list for my kids. I'm glad you're looking for a quick fix for those chaotic mornings. The writer just tried an old-school list, simple, handwritten tasks for each kid, and it actually worked. The kids rolled their eyes, but they still followed the list before heading out, and the youngest even brought a sandwich and a reminder to eat. The takeaway is that a concrete, visible list can cut through the screen-filled, unstructured routine and get everyone on the same page, even when you're feeling a bit frazzled. It's a low-effort tool that's held up for years in one family. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.